Wilmington, Delaware resident Tatiana Polatko and her family of six have lived in her native Ukraine for the last year. But for the last week, they've been on the run in a frantic attempt to remain safe from the Russian invasion. Polatko, still in Ukraine, spoke by phone with WHYY's Chris Barish about the family's harrowing and continuing odyssey.
The first explosions a week ago awoke Polatko and shook the family's house in a peaceful village near the capital city of Kyiv. She and her husband, Atenrey Aline, decided immediately to flee with their three young children and her ailing 81-year-old father, Edward. If she had any misgivings about bolting, they were erased after daybreak when Russian helicopter gunships flew low over her neighborhood in what she said was a failed attack on a nearby power plant.
The kids just started screaming, like they became hysterical. You know, obviously we got scared because for a second it looked like they're about to shoot, you know, missiles from those helicopters.
They have since traveled hundreds of miles in a westward zigzag route to stay ahead of the missiles and the advancing army. They have stayed in three towns and are now in Lviv, about 40 miles from the Polish border. One option is to join the 1 million who have fled the country, but that may take several days.
The lines are insane. You know, I mean, people are taking 48 hours just sitting in line to get to certain points of entrance into Poland.
To get to Lviv, they first rode with another woman and her daughter, eight people crammed into a Volkswagen Passat.
I was worried at this point because I started to read early information about Russians shooting at the civilian vehicles that are on the run. It was extremely scary for all of us. How are we going to make out?
They had to pass through blockades and prove they weren't Russians impersonating Ukrainians. And on one rural stretch of roadway, their hearts stopped when they saw a tank across both lanes. They began to breathe again when the machine drove into the forest. After about 5 hours, they reached Zhytomyr. It was peaceful, but blockades were being set up to repel enemy vehicles.
People were walking on the streets. The stores were half empty, but at least open, unlike in our area. You know, you could get an Uber to go around. The city was preparing for a battle. It was in a battle state, but it hadn't experienced any bombings yet.
They left Sunday night, and bombs began falling the next day. On Wednesday, four people were reportedly killed in Zhytomyr by a missile strike. They rode by rail overnight and the next day, covering more than 300 miles before reaching Lviv. They're now holing up in a friend's apartment.
I'm safe, and that is not something to be taken lightly at the time when, you know, I just read that 2,000 civilians have been killed in the past 7 days.
So far, Lviv has been a non-attack zone.
No, thank God. We've, you know, had some sirens, so there is something that our anti-aircraft system is catching.
She hopes their next stop, once the border bottleneck eases, is Poland or southwest into Hungary. Returning home to Delaware might not be an option, however. Her father needs her assistance and does not have the proper paperwork to travel to the United States. Yet she continues to hold out hope that her fellow Ukrainians hold off the Russians.
I think Russians already realizing this is a no-joke thing. They're running out of missiles. They're sending kids here to fight, especially with the sanctions in place. It's going to get extremely tough for them to keep this going.
And she realizes she might sound naive, but Polatko hasn't given up yet on the notion of returning home in a couple of months and helping rebuild an independent Ukraine. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.